you were telling me about hogshead cheese and souse. Mm-hmm. You said those were the same?
Same thing. Okay. Some people call it hogshead cheese and some people call it souse.
You ever heard of making anything by cooking and grinding up hog liver?
Hog liver? I have heard of that, but I don't remember what it was now.
Would you call it liver pudding or liver sausage or?
I believe it's liver sausage. I do believe that.
You ever heard of people around here making anything out of hog's blood?
No, nobody proved it around here.
Ever heard of anything called scrapple?
Scrapple.
Yes, sir.
Don't believe so.
Okay. What about thick sour milk that women keep around the kitchen to make things out of? What would you call that?
Sour milk.
Yes, sir.
Sour milk would go to whey. You call it whey. You used to call it whey.
Yes.
You take this milk now, you keep it to the sour, you can't stay around it.
Is that whey the same thing as crab?
Well, no. Whey comes from buttermilk. Crab comes from sweet milk.
I see.
The crab fresh from sweet milk and churn it with buttermilk. Then it said it'll weigh up on you. Mm. After you get the buttermilk.
I see. What, can you make anything out of that clabber?
Oh yeah, clabber, you can cook anything with it you want to. And in my notion, clabber about one of the best milk you can drink. I love clabber milk.
Mm-hmm. You ever heard of, well, what about this white stuff that people, if they're going on a diet, they'll eat it, some kind of cheese, call that?
Cottage cheese?
Yes, sir. Can you make that out of clabber?
I really don't believe so. Maybe so too. Mm-hmm. Mike can make it out of clabber. I don't know how it cottage cheese made.
Okay. Say if a farmer has just milked his cows, what would you say he could do to the milk to get some of the impurities out?
The farmer just milked his cows. Now they used to. Now they pasteurize. They used to separate the cream from the other. That's where the crab would come in.
Yes.
They have to separate the cream from the milk. Mm-hmm. And put the milk up and let it crab. Now they're using the cow's milk not to plant and have it pasteurized, you know.
Mm-hmm. That involves strain?
Mm-hmm. And strain, uh-huh. Mm-hmm. First thing to do is strain it. Mm-hmm. Then you get to plant for pasteurizing.
Mm-hmm. I see. What about something that you could make for a dessert in a deep dish? Have maybe apple slices or fruit slices and a thick crust on it?
Mm-hmm. Well, that'd be some kind of carpet pie.
Right. Mm-hmm. You like that?
I do.
I do. Sure do. Yeah. What about this expression? If a person has a good appetite, you say he really likes to put away his...
Put away his food?
Ever hear people say victuals?
Yeah. Yeah, I heard that.
How would they say that?
Well, in the victuals land, they say, some of them say, man, say, I can really eat. When you come to victuals now, I'd put it away.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. What about something that you could pour over a pie or maybe gingerbread, something like that, that would be like milk or cream mixed with sugar or nutmeg, some kind of sweet stuff to pour over it?
That would be... some kind of topping.
Some kind of topping. I see.